Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Let's not waste any more time. Mr. Braverman of Brooklyn, New York is joining me, and Mark, I think you are ready to recap the Royal Rumble.
Oh, I'm ready to recap, baby. I really am. And so obviously, where do you want to start?
Well, before we get to the Royal Rumble, there's obviously a situation that we're going to briefly, and I do mean briefly, address. And that involves not Mr. McMahon, but Vince McMahon. Like, this is a legit thing. This has nothing to do with the Mr. McMahon on-screen character. This appears to be a legitimate issue.
Well, this has been a apparently there is a former employee of WWE that claims that Mr. McMahon has had a little too much fun at his job, shall we say, being in charge of the whole situation. And if it is true, it looks like not Mr. McMahon character, but the actual Vince McMahon is facing some, not only some fines, but probably some jail time if he's found guilty, and it looks like that's where we're going to go with him.
Well, all I can say is because, you know, 2 years ago when he all of a sudden, you know, first announced that he was, you know, stepping down and whatever, and then he announces his retirement, comes back, and then there's that whole purchase, and then he doesn't even have a power of position. I mean, there's just too much going on as far as Vince McMahon goes. So whatever the case is happening right now, whatever comes out of this investigation, whatever comes of this as far as legal goes, then I'll believe it when I see it, because I really don't know just what the heck's going on. But I will say this. If Vince is guilty of doing these horrible things, I'll never discredit him for what he's done for wrestling, but at the same time, he needs to be punished for what he did. That's all I'm going to say. I will not take credit for what he's done, but at the same time, he needs to pay for what he did.
Okay, I agree with you on a couple of points. First of all, Vince McMahon did change the world of professional wrestling forever when he originally purchased the WWF, now we call it WWE, from his father, turned into a global phenomenon, which is why we have what we have today.
Uh-huh.
That is very creditable. What's not credible is what he has done since he's been chairman. There are a lot of problems with that. But we're not going to get into that. That's up to him and his lawyers. The steroid scandal and all the other stuff that he was involved in, and now we have the sexual harassment problem. It's the same thing with another star named Bill Cosby, who went to jail for everything that he did. So I have the same situation. Credit Bill Cosby for an amazing show called The Cosby Show. Credit Vince McMahon for his own professional wrestling. However, you can't forget what these guys have done. They've broke. If Vince broke the law, he deserves to be punished. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to say. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
It's unfortunate that these particular things have caused a rift between him and his son Shane, as we've been seeing as of late.
I don't blame Shane for it either.
No.
My father was this worldwide famous, and so is my family. And my father goes out and starts doing sexual harassment stuff in the office, and he's the boss. Yeah, I'm gonna get angry at him also.
Yeah.
So let's be honest here. In real life, Vince is a father. He had a daughter. Stephanie is his real life daughter, a very, very pretty girl, but that is his daughter. And Vince, as a father, should know, and a husband should know, I can't get away with these things.
Yeah.
Your money's not going to save you if you break the law. It's that simple.
I mean,
so we'll see.
All I can say is, if he somehow, some way, if money ends up basically clearing him of this, the day that he meets the Almighty, It doesn't matter how many zeros, he's not going to be able to get his way out of it. So regardless, if he did this, then one way or the other, he's going to be punished. If not by the courts, if not by the law, then the Almighty will.
Well, we'll see. Well, that's...
Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, and well, understandably, Shane and Stephanie have not commented on this. I don't blame them. Honestly, I don't expect them to comment on this. For now, we should leave them alone because I can imagine how difficult this is for them and their kids. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, but
not to mention, we haven't heard from Triple H on this. We haven't heard from anybody in WWE about this. And I honestly don't blame them. The best thing they can do right now, blow the hell away from him.
I mean, it's Vince's problem, so let him deal with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't get the wrestlers, the performers, the workers for WWE, anybody involved in this situation, not their problem. This is Vince's stupidity. Let him deal with it.
Let him deal with it. Well, let's go and get these two matches over with. Let's just go ahead and get the one, Kevin versus, well, I kind of feel like you were basically annoyed by how the match went, especially with how it ended.
First of all, the match was boring, number one. And I said this on the pre-show. I had no interest in this match. None. I would have liked to have seen this slot go to Io Sky to defend the title, or maybe Rhea Ripley defend her title, or maybe Gunther. I know Gunther was in the Royal Rumble, maybe defend his title. You had an abundance of talent that have belts.
Yeah.
Why did you pick your two worst champions? By far. We know Logan can't do anything in ring number one. He is boring. He is vanilla. He's terrible. Kevin Owens is a phenomenal wrestler. He's a phenomenal entertainer. But if you put the world's greatest and one of the world's greatest wrestlers against one of the world's worst, you're going to get the reality check if it's going to be a bad match. And yes, the ending was atrocious.
Yeah. I was so like, I mean, I'll be honest, I thought for a second I was going to have to swallow my own barf. Like, what the hell was that?
We all were. And if you looked all over Facebook, everybody was so angry about the ending. We've seen garbage endings before, but especially when you know Kevin Owens was supposed to win this match and everybody wanted him to win this match to get the belt off Logan and it didn't happen. It was a garbage ending. It was terrible. And like you said, you wanted to vomit. I wanted to bang my head against the wall. But you don't take it that seriously, but you can just say this was a horrible show. And it really was. It was just a bad match.
It was because, again, we all know that I'm a huge fan of Kevin Owens, specifically his heel prize fighter gimmick.
Absolutely.
And as you know, I've been told many times that some people say I remind them a lot of Kevin Owens because of the way I speak and the way I cut promos on my football show, except we call it soccer in this country. And, of course, burying my NFL team, but I'm not even going to mention their name because they don't deserve it. But, I'm told, like, yeah, I'm a lot like Kevin. Some say like Eddie Kingston, and some say you're a combination of both. I just prefer that one. But I think where Kevin is in his career, I don't know if I can – I mean, do I want to see him do another main event run? I do, but it won't happen in WWE. I feel like if he goes to AEW or if he signs with AEW but appears on the Ring of Honor program, then that's a maybe. That's all I can say. It's a maybe, but we just don't know what to expect. At the same time, I love Kevin. He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, especially as an adult. I love the heel run. So regardless of what he does now, I like to focus on the good things that he's done because he's got a great track record. As far as Paul goes, it's a shame because Paul is well-trained, Not the worst wrestler, but not the best. But, he's certainly got some skill. He's obviously – and I think now he's full-time with the company. So I can only hope that things get better. But now we should get this one out of the way, the four-way dance. But that's not what they called it. But
well. Okay, well, first things first, let's finish up with my point about Kevin Owens and Paul Logan.
Okay. All right. Sorry, bro.
First of all, Logan is horrible, number one. Full time with the company, yes, but he also has a mid card title, which doesn't mean anything. Kevin Owens' run has been amazing with the WWE and amazing and original Ring of Honor. I know because, like I said in the pre show, I was there to see many, many things. Kevin Owens, he was phenomenal. Face, he's phenomenal. But going to AEW, absolutely not. You do not want to go, and I'll say this again, to the land of the dinosaurs. Because that's what AEW is. You go to AEW for your career to either start off or your career to end. You don't go there for the middle. They don't know how to do that within AEW. You either go there to start your career or you go there when, right before you retire. That's the land of the dinosaurs. Don't go to AEW. Stay home.
Can I ask you something, Mr. Brockman?
Sure.
What if somebody goes like during their career but they don't sign a full-time deal? They're like with New Japan or whatever. They just make appearances for the company.
That's a different ballgame. But okay. If you're in New Japan, you're stuck. Look what happened to Sasha. Went to New Japan, continued her career.
Yeah.
Up one time in AEW, turned around and said, I don't want to be here. And I don't blame her. And several wrestlers have gone to AEW and turned around and said, you know what? Bye-bye.
She's not.
She won't be the last.
It's very, very unfortunate.
Why do you think Cody Rhodes, who started the company, came back here? Because his vision went the wrong direction. And I don't blame him. Okay, we're done with that. Let's go to the disgusting four-way heavyweight title, if you want, the fatal four-way, if you... You want to start this one off first? Because I'm going to go nuts on this one.
Well, the miscommunication between Orton and AJ Styles definitely hurt me a little bit because I love AJ Styles. I mean, to me, like every time I say Will Ospreay is the greatest pro wrestler in the world today, they say, what about AJ Styles? I'm like, well, I love them both. They're both the best in the world today. And you know what? I don't like saying one wrestler is better than the other. They're all unique in their own way. So I'll just leave it at that. Well, my prediction didn't come true. I mean, I did predict the Tribal Chief to win, but I expected LA Knight to be pinned, and that didn't happen. Of course, Solo Sikoa gets involved and had a little bit of a comedy, stunt when he, tries to do that. And the way he screamed, the way he hit that wall and then went in, I'll be honest, that was a little bit funny. So I do appreciate Solo, despite what I go through in life. He put a smile on my face, so I appreciate that. But it's just the match had its moments, but it certainly could have been better. I mean, it's always in that situation, but I think the point is you and I are just not happy that the Tribal Chief is still champion.
Okay, a couple of things before we get to the match. First of all, I'm going to blast Michael Cole into the next century. Whenever Michael Cole talks about Roman Reigns, he is so far up his backside, I don't know where Cole ends and where Roman Reigns begins. That's number one. This is not the first time Michael Cole's had this problem. If you remember, it was the same thing when The Miz was getting his run. The Miz was like, oh, he's the ape player and all this. I don't need to hear this from Michael Cole. When you are an announcer, you're supposed to be right down the middle. And I don't want to hear that Gorilla Monsoon deal with Hogan because he didn't. Not as bad. I don't worry about J.R. and Stone Cold. There were times even when JR blasted Austin. Cole doesn't do that. Second of all, about this idiot. He went on the mic.
We briefly lost Mr. Braverman.
I apologize, my wife called.
No worries. Please proceed, sir. No, sorry. He's having a little bit of an issue. Listen, while he's gone, let me go ahead and kind of continue. Look, it's obviously well documented that Mr. Brovin's not a fan of Michael Cole. Here he is. Okay. You all good, Mark?
I apologize. My wife keeps calling for some odd reason. I don't know what's... And I apologize about that.
No worries. Please proceed, Mr. Brovin, sir.
Thank you. So, part two. He went on a live mic and told fans. If you don't like Roman Reigns as your champion because he doesn't defend the title, that's your problem. Tough. Let him deal with it. You have to deal with that factor. That is incredible nonsense. Okay? You are the face of the WWE. You do not tell fans, tough, deal with the champion if you don't like him. Roman Reigns should be defending that belt every month on pay-per-view. He doesn't defend at house shows, and that's why nobody likes him. The last commentator to tell people to deal with the situation that they don't like was in WCW. And until AEW came along, Tony Schiavone sat home for 15 years and didn't have a job. Michael Cole should have been fired for what he said. And I don't care what anybody says, oh, he was told to do it in his headpiece. Okay, they won't have a genius on him to do that. Shouldn't be saying that either. We'll get back to Michael Cole later on when we talk about the Rumble. Now, as for the match, the four-way was terrible. The four-way was absolutely terrible.
The seems match, like it made you sick.
Yes. You had three of the most talented wrestlers in WWE, AJ, Orton, and LA Knight, in the ring with that vanilla, boring loser, Roman Reigns. You ruined three careers in one night. If this was a three-way match for the belt, minus the so-called head of the table, you would have had a much better title match than that garbage that we had. Roman is vanilla. He's boring. He cannot wrestle. I've never liked him in the Shield. I've never liked him, period, and I never will.
And I can definitely vindicate you because our friend Ricky has told me how much you've hated Roman Reigns since the beginning.
I've never liked him. He cannot wrestle. Every time he's in a match, his opponent has to carry him because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. When he won the Royal Rumble, booed out of the building. He won the heavyweight title 3 years ago, booed out of the building.
Yeah.
He won it to Royal Rumble, booed out of the building. Obviously, he's a problem. And I'll say this again. Paul Heyman has no business calling himself a member of the Samoan bloodline because he's not Samoan. He is a Caucasian Jew from Long Island.
Well, keep in mind, Owen Hart was part of the Nation.
Yes, but it was a different story. I don't have to go around saying that I'm African-American.
Okay. You mentioned how about Roman Reigns. I mean, remember the main event of WrestleMania 34 with him and Brock Lesnar? That match was so poorly received. You heard the boos in the audience. I mean, we all know the story about that. What did Brock Lesnar do once he went back through the curtain?
He threw the belt to Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remember correctly, we had the same problem with Roman and Triple H in their main event at WrestleMania, which was an amazing the main event was terrible. Roman beat Triple H. He got booed out of the building, and Roman was face.
Yeah.
The problem is Roman Reigns is terrible. He ruined what should have been a fantastic match between three amazing wrestlers, and I will say it for now. He has to lose the belt. He is boring. He is terrible. And I'm going to go after Solo also. I don't care about this guy. I don't like him either. He's just a MAGA 2.0. Just less talented. Umaga could wrestle. Solo, not so much. And his timing is terrible. It really is.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. When somebody asks me what's my favorite Roman Reigns moment, you know why I say it's embarrassing to say which one it is? You remember in 2018 when he had that feud with Constable Corbin?
Oh, God. Yes.
Yeah, you remember like there was that one particular segment when he's kind of kicked out of the building. And he turns around, looks at Kurt Angle, and he looks at Corbin, and Corbin smiles, and then he just punches him right in the face.
Yes.
I'll be honest, that's embarrassing to say. I mean, I'm sure there's other moments that I thought was decent, but I mean, that's just the moment that I think about because you know how I have a mental health exercise? I like basically to keep away stress, depression, and all that with what I'd suffered. To keep it away, I kind of think of hilarious things that I remember. That's just one of them. And really, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm just kind of glad like that I can have a smile on my face. But
you know what my favorite Roman Reigns moment is? When Seth Rollins picked the chair and clocked him in the head.
I was actually going to say, is it when Rollins cashed in and made in that thingy?
Yep. That was my other one. Watching him lose.
But you love that. But you love that, bro.
I loved every second of it.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you gotta admire the guy, folks. I mean, Mr. Braverman, much like, you know, the whole thing about the point of how we do stuff, Roman, he does not care if he hurts your feelings.
Don't give a damn.
Just like our friend Ricky.
Nope, Ricky's the same way. Ricky's not a fan of Roman Reigns either. I don't know anybody who is. I mean, apparently there are some fans out there of him. Why, I don't know. But they're mostly old. They're not from my generation.
I mean,
I don't even think they're the one above me.
I mean, or, all I can say is I do respect, you know, where Reigns comes from. You know, the family. You know, his dad is one of the Wild Samoans. So I do respect, you know, the family, the tradition, all that. So
you can respect his family because The Rock is his cousin. But The Rock, when he had the title, defended the thing. The Wild Samoans, when they were tag team champions, they defended every week. Haku never won a title, but was always in the ring.
I love Haku. I mean, Haku.
let's not forget Rodney, a.k.a. Yokozuna. He was 400 pounds, but when he was heavyweight champion, he defended the belt. He was there on the weekend. He was there for every pay-per-view. He never, ever took time off. May Yokozuna rest in peace.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, we won't see him. We won't see him for months. We won't see him for months. And Marco is going to continue to stick his to stick a certain body part up another body part.
Okay.
Right. Which is ridiculous.
I mean,
I've never liked Michael Cole either, by the way. Right.
You got to love it when Mr. Braverman goes on his rants, y'all. I mean, hey, Mr. Braverman, say whatever you want. He is entertaining.
It's not a rant if it's the truth, and this is the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Am I correct? That's the motto of my media production firm.
Yep.
Who cares? If you piss people off, that means not only are you doing your job, but you're damn good at it.
That's
the motto I live with.
I get blessed. I talk about my hockey team. I get blessed. When I talk about my football team, I'm not going to interrupt them because I'm both mad at them anyway. But I've been blasted for blasting the quarterback. I've been blasted for blasting my hockey team, which is aging. So you can blast all you want, but ladies and gentlemen, the truth hurts. It's that simple.
So I love having you around, Mark, because you're just like me, and I've learned from you. You just, who the hell cares? As long as you have their attention, that's all that matters.
That's it.
So are you ready to, should we start with the Women's Royal Rumble?
Why the hell not?
Well, you know what's something that our friend Ricky mentioned to me, actually? Does it make any sense, the fact that the Fatal 4-Way match was actually before the United States Championship?
You know why they did that? You know why they did that? Because they knew no one cared.
And because they kind of knew the match would suck anyway, right?
They knew they put on a bad show. They also knew no one cared. They knew Roman Reigns was going to get booed out of the building. And they knew you had the popcorn match. And I said the popcorn match because no disrespect for those who have won the U.S. title, and there have been so many phenomenal wrestlers. We want to go down the list, it's fine by me. But this was the match where you go for popcorn. Where you go to use the necessaries. Where you go to get a soda. Where you go to try to find an autograph. That's what we call a popcorn match. Because no one's going to watch.
Well described, Mark. I really like that. Well described, sir.
Thank you. All right, on to the Women's Royal Rumble. The best match of the night by far.
Well, show us the shirt.
Hello. Dong. I have owned this shirt since it came out. I have so much Bayley stuff, it's unbelievable. I actually was scared when she came out as number three that she wasn't going to win the thing because the last person went at number three was the great one himself. Woo!
16 times. 1992,
drew number three, went on to win the whole thing, and back to 92, was biting my nails, and I was doing the same thing. She went barely. Unbelievable. First of all, she looked beautiful. She looked amazing. I think she's in the best shape of her career. 63 minutes and 30 seconds in the Rumble to win the whole thing. And the Rumble itself was phenomenal. It really was. Nia Jax. I'm not a fan of Nia Jax when it's necessary, but threw out 9 women on her own.
You loved it when she was out, didn't you?
Yes. You're talking. Naomi came back, drew number 2, almost nearly minute 10, 62 minutes for her.
It's great to see her back, I'll be honest.
Yes, it is. I'm not a fan of her, but yes, it is. Tiffany from NXT came in, did a phenomenal job. Piper did great. Jade came, let's not forget about Jade. Picking up Nia Jax all by herself, throwing her over the top rope. I've never seen anybody do that. The power of this woman. I know you
Jade
must.
Cargill is a legitimately strong woman.
She's a legitimate badass, is what she is.
Oh, yeah.
How would you like to see Jade against Rhea for the belt? How about that one? That'd be great. If we can get that proper feud going. You are looking at some of the 30 women, I just think 30 of the most talented women in the world, and they put on a hell of a show, and for the third or fourth year in a row, they have stolen the show. They really did.
What are your thoughts about Jordynne Grace appearing in the match?
She was fantastic. I forgot. I was imagining that she was fantastic. I didn't expect that at all. But second or third time the TNA Knockouts champion's been in the Royal Rumble?
It's at least the second time. I think the last time that happened, I think, was that 2 years ago when you, me, and our friend Ricky had that meeting, and we just went on a tirade of rage.
Well, Mickey James, I thought was the greatest. I thought she did great. And now you had Jade coming, and now you had Grace came in. She did phenomenal. So many women did so great in this match. So you're talking about what was an outstanding show. Natalya did well. She drew number 1 and got one into the 20s, I think, before they eliminated her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and of course, Shotzi made a hell of an entrance with the tank.
With the tank, of course, she did. Damage Control did their job. You had Becky Lynch did great.
R-Truth made us smile.
R-Truth made me laugh.
You know what? He made – okay, no, I take that back. He didn't make me laugh. He made me laugh my butt off.
Yeah, he – not only – my wife's like, where's he going? What's he doing out there? I guess he thinks he's a girl. I don't know, but he did it for comedy reasons. I mean, you could talk about this match all day long. Liv Morgan coming back, which we expected, but she looked great. She looked beautiful. She did well. She came in, eliminated somebody, even blew a kiss to the first when she eliminated Wink Thrice. thank you for coming. But again, I have to blast Michael Cole because during the match, somebody asked, I think it was Pat McAfee who asked, has there ever been two winners? My uncle said, no. Oh, there have been, my friend. 1994 co-winners, Bret the Hitman Hart, Lex Luger, were the last two standing, both over the top rope, declared both winners. So, Michael Cole, learn your history. But forget about him. Bianca Blair, she showed off her power. She did well, even though I don't like her. So many.
I was happy that Becky Lynch was in it. It's great to see Roxanne Perez.
You can go down the list of the people in this one. This Hartwell did very well. So many phenomenal women. They stole the show.
I would have loved to see Tegan Knox, have a better run.
Yeah, but I mean, she didn't do that bad.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Tegan Knox. So
yes, you are. Nothing wrong with that.
But I always say she's the Gareth Bale of pro wrestling. And for those of you wondering, Gareth Bale is Wales' most famous footballer.
Most famous football player. Yes, I know.
Yeah,
that's a great comparison. By the way,
I'm sure people are laughing their butts off at me, but I could care less.
What laugh? Who cares? I thought it was funny as hell too.
Yeah.
So. What about Ivy Nile? We didn't expect her to be in the Rumble at all. She came out of nowhere also.
No, absolutely not. And I'll never forget that stare down between Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair.
That was great.
That indicates we could see a match between the two.
I was about to say, how great would that be?
But I gotta ask you though, is it a baby face versus baby face encounter, or is one of them turn heel?
One of them's gonna have to turn heel. And it's probably gonna wind up being Blair, because Blair right now is getting booed out of the building. Blair has some fan base, not much. But you know what I love to hear? When Bayley came out and the crowd started the whole match, they're chanting Bayley's name. We even had the song, "Hey Bayley, be my girl, come back." They're turning Bayley face, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're gonna have Jade Beyond. You're gonna have so many rivalries come out of this, like you said, Jade Blair. Yeah, let's do it. Let's see it.
Let's see it.
I would love to see it. Jade versus Nia Jax, power versus power. Although Nia can't wrestle. So what about Piper versus Jade? How about that one?
That'd be nice.
Piper's a big woman, but at least Piper can wrestle. So let's see what Liv Morgan.
Excuse me.
Maybe she'll fail again, and this time properly.
Yeah. So sorry, guys. I'm absolutely sick. You know, to my stomach right now. But you know, there's a saying. Cactus Jack once said, "Terry Funk and I do not miss wrestling matches. Mr. Braverman and I do not miss recordings."
I don't feel well myself. I'm actually getting over vertigo. So yeah. You and I are the same boat. But I will say this. Bayley takes the win. She spent 63 minutes and 3 seconds winning it. Naomi, 62 minutes, 62-plus minutes. Bayley takes it, eliminated 6 women. She already said she's going to go after Rhea Ripley's title, but what didn't happen was that Damage Control didn't come out to celebrate with her. So I don't know if she's going to get tossed out or they're going to turn on her. We don't know. But congratulations to Pam, to Bayley. Wonderful, wonderful performance.
I would have expected like the similar thing in 2005 when Batista won and the whole thing with Evolution.
Yeah, but, well, it's obvious that Bayley's starting face. They're gonna obviously. With the crowd reacting that they did.
Yeah.
When she won, the place was screaming.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
So,
it's a hell of a match.
I loved every second of it.
I mean, you called me up in the match. Your reaction said it all, Mr. Braverman.
I screamed. I screamed. I went crazy. My wife told me to shut up. I said, no, she just won the Rumble. I'm going to go nuts. So, I've been waiting for this for 6 years for her to win it. She finally wins it. She well-deserved, and I might add, well overdue.
Yeah.
But I can talk about her all day, but.
Yeah, I think we should get to the Men's Royal Rumble now.
The disaster in the boring Men's Royal Rumble. But I will say this, the first time in the Royal Rumble history, two brothers, two twins, drew 1 and 2, Jay and Jimmy Uso. What was your feelings about that, sir?
Well, certainly a great start to the Royal Rumble. I'll be honest with you. I was actually surprised that Solo didn't even participate in this one.
Yeah, I was expecting him also. Yeah.
I would have loved to see Jinder Mahal, but this is what I read. If Jinder Mahal had entered the Royal Rumble, you know what would have happened? Because of what's been going on lately with the whole thing with the AEW president, the crowd would have been behind him, and the crowd would have expected him to win, and if he doesn't win, people are going to be extremely mad.
Probably, yeah.
But, of course, Grayson Waller, you know, doing what he does. Certainly great to see Andrade again.
Yes, it was. If everybody's wondering why Pat McAfee entered, that's because we had a no-show.
Yeah. We all know who that is.
It was not supposed to be The Rock.
No.
So Everybody can stop thinking that was Dwayne. It was not Dwayne Johnson.
Nope.
The missing man was, go ahead, Alex.
Brock Lesnar.
Yep. And the reason why, go ahead.
It has something to do with Vince, apparently. I mean, I don't know. I mean, apparently, whatever the case, because of the whole thing with Vince, plans involving Brock Lesnar have been scrapped. And from what I understand, I believe next month he was going to work a match with Dirty Dom.
Yes, but he's been suspended. I don't know
why. And I'm sure you would have loved to see Brock Lesnar give Dirty Dom the beating of his life.
Yep. Would have loved to see him destroyed.
But, yep. And, you know, dirty. But you know what? I'll take the fact he was eliminated by CM Punk.
Loved it. That. Now, let me ask you something. Were you disappointed with Kofi's performance?
I was, yeah. And it's obvious, I think. You know, I'm still asking myself, I wonder if it was a botch with how he was eliminated.
I don't think it was a botch, but I don't understand why they didn't have him do one of his specials, try not to get eliminated, not touching the floor, the headstand, or, you know, using the chair. Remember that? Using the chair or the headstand or getting caught by the rosebuds. Or getting caught by the rosebuds or standing on pancakes or the apple or getting caught by one of the New Day brothers. I've always loved Kofi in the Royal Rumble because I want to see how he's not going to get eliminated next. The one where he walked the safety rail and then jumped to the ring was classic. I love Kofi in the Royal Rumble.
You know what would have been great? If Kofi has another moment, but R-Truth gets involved in it. Like, R-Truth basically does something and puts Kofi back in the ring.
I would have loved that, too. Or anything but Kofi's performance, I was very upset about. That's why I said it was a boring Royal Rumble. There was nothing exciting about this one.
A lot of people were very disappointed because I felt like this Rumble had potential, but I really believe it did not live up to the hype.
No, it did not. It was very bland, very boring. There weren't that many surprises.
The ending I liked.
Oh, the ending was the best match, except for the Women's World Rumble. That was the best one-on-one match of the night.
I mean, CM Punk saying, you know, I didn't wait 10 years to lose to Dusty's kid, and then what happens?
He gets thrown over the top rope. Look, I am a Cody Rhodes fan, but I'm more CM Punk. I was very disappointed that Punk did not win. But
some are suggesting that CM Punk called an audible.
A lot of people are suggesting he called an audible, but I don't think he did. I think that either Rollins is going to have to lose the belt to him sometime, or WrestleMania, they're going to have Punk against Seth Rollins. And if Rollins takes care of that knee, we should have a fantastic WrestleMania.
Absolutely. I mean, we all know because Cody wasted no time, you know, telling the tribal chief, I'm coming after you, because we all knew that's happening.
Yep.
And we're not surprised. I mean, CM Punk's going after Rollins, so.
I'll put it to you this way. Cody should have won last year. Cody should have walked out of WrestleMania 39 with the World Heavyweight title. There was no reason to keep the belt on Roman Reigns, and there still isn't.
I think I know why they didn't put the belt on him, though. This is honestly just a theory. I think it's because Cody had just come back and won the Rumble. They felt like they had to build it. And it would take at least a year for the build. I mean, just my opinion. I mean, I was obviously maybe not as disappointed as you about Cody not winning, but that's just just honestly a theory. I mean, theories, everybody has their own theories. It's, you know, as our friend says, an opinion's like a what?
I think he was supposed to win, and I think Roman Reigns or Paul Heyman played politics. Because we've seen this before where we know the belt is going to change hands, and it doesn't.
Well,
somebody.
Hopefully Triple H makes the right decision.
I think with Vince now fully gone, there's a lot less politicking going on in the WWE.
Hopefully. Speaking of Triple H, shame on us for not mentioning this earlier. Right before the event, he cut a one hell of a motivational pep talk.
Yes, he did, and I thought that was great.
I've never seen a babyface Triple H promo like that. Never. Not in DX. Nowhere.
No, and I don't think that was his character. I don't think that was Triple H. I think that was Paul and Beck firing up troops like Paul Heyman did in the very first ECW pay-per-view back in the 90s, Paul Bailey League, which I have. I think we've seen this before, and we're going to see it again. But to have the cameras back there, that was not Triple H. That was Paul Levesque firing up his troops.
Oh, yeah, big time. And honestly, I teared up. Because here it is, some guy that I've been watching since I was a little kid. As a little kid, I hated him because he was just that good of a heel. Yeah, but at the same time, I always tell people, he made you hate him, but at least Triple H always did what was best. He made sure you had your money's worth. Triple H did everything to build things up. You can mention the politics and all that, but at the same time, look, it's just great to see what Triple H is doing now, what he did, and now that I'm 31, I've been watching him since I was a little kid, the fact that here he is, still around, it's always good to see him.
Triple H is a heel's heel.
Yeah.
He is not the cool heel. He is a very, very solid, dark heel. And if it reminds you of somebody, great, because we've had a lot of heels where they just went, where they're just, I'm not going to be cool. You're going to hate my guts.
That's the way to do it.
Bubba Ray Dudley, the same way. He was not a cool heel. He was automatically, you're going to hate me.
Yep.
And that was the Dudleys in ECW. That was Bubba Ray in TNA. That was when they first came into WWE. That was Triple H when he left, when he got out of DX. That was Triple H when he turned on Shawn Michaels in Evolution. He is a heel's heel.
Yeah. I mean, you remember the Bubba Ray promo that nearly incited a riot, right?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. I have the pay-per-view. Heatwave 99. I have it.
It was in I believe it was in Dayton, Ohio.
Yes, and I have the
pay-per-view. Imagine if it was in New York. Oh. If it was in New York, oh my God.
No, I actually saw the Dudleys against each other here in New York, and I mentioned that story about my wife almost getting hit in the head by one of them. But before the match,
man,
he picked up the microphone and said, I am going to kick your butt. I don't care. I am from Queens, New York. I grew up in Queens, New York. I am not anything else. I am just going to kick your ass all over your own hometown. And they had a hell of a match.
And Heels did his job.
Yes, he did. Triple H has done his, and now he's the motivator, and as the leader of the locker room, he's doing it again.
Amen.
But
amen,
how,
brother.
I think Sean does it with NXT. Because we see his speeches. How would you like to see The Undertaker in some sort of role in the locker room as one of the leaders?
As long as his health is up to it and he's physically able to, why not?
I would love to see that. To see The Undertaker come in and be the motivator.
I'd love to see Road Dogg do that too. I mean, Road Dogg's promos still shake me up today.
No, yeah, sure. But Road Dogg really was never literally like a kind of like a locker room leader. But Undertaker, definitely. Triple H, definitely.
Sean,
definitely. Oh, by the way, about the men's rumor, there was a rumor that X-Pac was supposed to be in it, but that's completely... I'm not buying that for a
minute.
That's
fake. Yeah, fake news.
No way was that... X-Pac's out of shape, number one.
Well, he's old, but now if he made an appearance, you know, giving veteran advice to a wrestler, that would have been great, but...
As a manager, fine. Getting in the ring, X-Pac? No.
Sean now, Waltman. You know what I would have loved to make an appearance? Take a guess.
316?
Nope. No. Somebody that you hated big time in the Attitude Era, but not Triple H.
I hate a lot of people during the Attitude Era.
Stevie Richards.
Oh, God.
With an RTC. Could you imagine? I mean, I think he's basically mentioned it on his show. Imagine if Stevie Richards comes out at number one and announces that the Rumble is canceled. Could you imagine? I mean, he's talked about this. It's genius. He's like that. Okay. It would have made sense. Now, if he comes out as the 15th entrant, and the ring is full of wrestlers, could you imagine he just immediately gets tossed out?
Well, that'd be funny. That'd
now,
be perfect.
Yeah. Now, he's basically said that he's not coming back anytime soon, which I get, because I'm sure Mr. Richards is doing a lot of other stuff. He's got his podcast as well. I'm sure he's got other business ventures as well, but, you know, of course, rumor had it that MJF would appear. Didn't buy that.
I was one of them that believed that MJF was going to come because I know he did leave TNA. Where he is, I don't know.
You mean AEW?
Yeah, sorry, AEW. My apologies, AEW. I know he left AEW. Where he is, I don't know where he is.
You know, I would love knows. To see. He's recovering from injuries, and... I wouldn't be surprised if he quietly left AEW and signed with WWE, but we'll just have to wait and see how things go.
I think if he signs with AEW, he'll have a much better career here. I really do.
We'll see. So, final thoughts on the Men's Royal Rumble?
Horrible. Boring. Dull. The ending was fantastic. No offense to Cody, but the wrong guy won.
I mean, CM Punk needed to see Braun Breaker, you know, have that bit of a run. It was just... I just feel like he should have been eliminated by Dirty Dom.
Breaker eliminated six, seven guys. He was phenomenal.
Well, he eliminated four.
Hold on. I have it at six, but maybe it's four. I could be wrong.
I mean, I was surprised that Bronson Reed didn't have many eliminations.
Yeah, it was four or five. He had a great run.
Yeah, he had four. He was tied with Cody.
Right. He was the star of the show. But I thought the Rumble was bland. It was boring. I like that we start off with the brothers looking at each other like, what in the hell are you doing here? So that was a lot of fun. But I thought that Dominic tagging in I thought that was great. He tagged him in, and Dominic rolls out and gets a break. That's just pure heel right there. I'm not a fan of Dominic because of how he acts about Eddie or towards his father. But that was just totally funny. That was comedy right there.
And the way J.D. McDonough was eliminated.
Yes. It was nice seeing Andrade. By the way, we forgot about him. He had a good run too, but outside of those things, I was not. I thought it was very slow, bland, and a little bit boring, actually.
I mean,
but
Drew McIntyre, I think, lasted to the final four as well.
Yes, he did. But congratulations to Cody Rhodes going back to back, first man to do it since Stone Cold Steve Austin. So it's a beautiful thing.
It really is. Well, I think we've covered everything that we need to cover. Anything else you want to touch on, Mr. Braverman, sir?
Well, we blasted Michael Cole. We blasted the pay-per-view. We said congratulations to Bayley. We were very happy we won. But I will say this. I gave the show a D only because I would have given it an F if Bayley didn't win the Rumble. I gave it a D only because Bayley won the Rumble. Besides that, the show is horribly bland and horribly boring.
Okay. It's very unfortunate, it failed to live to the hype. I mean, the fact that there's only two other matches on the card, I mean, some would say that right there is a big mistake, but
it was what it was. I thought that there was too many commercials. I thought there was too many promos. Stop with the movies already.
What software did you watch it on?
Peacock, of course.
Okay, me too. I briefly had a little bit of technical difficulties. It might have been just my Wi-Fi, but I was okay.
Stop with the movies. I don't need to see a movie before the Royal Rumble. I know the history of the Rumble. Stop with the movies with every time that we have a match. Stop with the promos about Peacock and all this. Wrestle. Can we get back to wrestling? Please.
Get back to our regular scheduled programming, right?
Get back to the days of when we had four or five matches on the Royal Rumble card, then we had the Royal Rumble, and then everybody went home happy. Can we just get back to that? Is it possible? I only wish, but...
We only wish, but... But ladies and gentlemen, as everybody knows, Ringside Chaos is available anywhere you get your podcasts. So what I need you to do is hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, because I want to be sure that you will not be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. And Mr. Braverman will be back, but we're not going to disclose anything. We're going to make it a surprise. But also, just so everybody knows, I am accepting donations. If you would like to, you can send them by a YouTube thanks, or if you look in the episode description, you'll find my Cash App and Venmo information. But please, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, it's not mandatory. You don't feel obligated to do it. It's entirely up to you, because what means more to me, Mr. Braverman, is that you are taking time out of your day to leaving a like, a comment, and watching the episode and sharing it out, because that is what we love more than anything. So don't feel obligated to do it. Just so you know, if you'd like to, you can. And I do appreciate that if you do. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see y'all next time.
Yep.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.